Well, the final score from this pre-season match, Northwich Victoria 0, Wrexham 2, and a pretty good workout for Wrexham with a bit of fright earlier on when the centre-forward Clark heading the ball against the post. But after that, I really think Wrexham looks pretty comfortable picking a full-strength side. They got a penalty early on as well. Nice play by Jay Harris, who won the free-kick initially, and then on the edge of the area, played a clever early free-kick to put Obeng in around the back of the defence. Innes fouled him rather recklessly, and Speed stepped up and then drove the penalty into the top-right corner. And after that, Wrexham were pretty much on top. They did have a nervous moment, and Chris Maxwell came out to an Armstrong cross and missed his punch completely. That night, Purcell did well to clear it off the line. The second half, Wrexham more stable than Northwich in terms of substitutions. Jamie Tolley was one of the subs that came on for Chris Blackburn, who'd hurt his knee, but nothing serious, you believe. Tolley hit the post from 25 yards with a good strike. And although as the game became more shapeless as it went on, Wrexham did have a bit more defending to do. Chris Maxwell had to make a good save with his legs from a shot from a tight angle by Riley, and the target man, Tom Evans, drove a shot wide. It was Wrexham, really, who were pressing in the closing stages. Pog with a lovely through ball to put Jamie Tolley in. His shot was well smothered by Hinchcliffe, who bravely saved a Pogba's feet, and they got a second goal as well after some decent build-up play allowed a cross to come in from the left-hand side by Spate, who brought the ball down nicely. Wright showed good awareness to lay the ball off, and it was smashed in by Jamie Tolley to make it 2-0. So a convincing performance by Wrexham, really. What do we learn from it, Steve?
Well, I think the results aren't that important in pre-season friendlies, Mark, as we discussed during the commentary. But I think what is important is to see a pattern of play and the players' fitness improving. And I think we certainly, as the pre-season games have gone on, we've certainly seen the fitness improving, and also the patterns of play. And some of the players' combinations are working really well. For example, the Danny Wright, Jake Spate combination is looking very, very good up front. Especially when Danny Wright gets up, flicks them on, and Jake Spate picks the ball up. So, yeah, lots of good bits and pieces coming out of the game, but until we actually see it 90 minutes competitive, we won't really know.
Good signs from Mike Purcell as well, who's looked at the moment, I guess, his third choice centre back with Andrews and Sinclair out of the picture, and he looks steady at the back, I think.
He has. He's done very well. I mean, Chris Blackburn can always fill in at centre back as well if necessary, but I think Dean likes to play him in the sort of midfield position. But yeah, Knight Percival's done very well in pre-season. The first one or two games he played, his positioning wasn't good, but he's picked up on that. And certainly playing alongside Chris Westwood today, it was the first time he'd played alongside Chris Westwood. He perhaps didn't start as comfortably as he has done playing alongside Mark Wrighton, but as the game went on, he picked up. And Dean Saunders just said in his interview now he thinks Northwich are going to be a good side in their league, and they certainly gave Wrexham a good workout today.
And like you say as well, Danny Wright is interesting. He's very good in the air, isn't he? And Spate's got a good first touch and looks quick. But perhaps the outstanding performance racing up and down the flank was the clothed streaker.
yes. We have heard the official reason why he did that, but I don't think that's suitable for this particular broadcast. Something to do with toilet paper, I believe. But there you go. But no, overall, pleasant afternoon at Northwich. It's a nice little ground to come to. The people here are always very, very friendly. And Wrexham have won 2-0, scored a couple of good goals, and they've gone away, and Dean Saunders and his guys gone away to work towards the start of the season next Saturday.
Absolutely. Let's hope Monday goes equally well. Talking about off the pitch, of course, not on it. The final score of Northwich Victoria 0, Wrexham 2. We've been Mark Rivers and Steve Edwards from the Wrexham Supporters Association's football commentary.